Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So, interesting story out of my hometown of Wauwatosa, but it's going to go beyond Wauwatosa. They're just the first that I know who have done this.
We kind of saw this coming, the idea of using other ways to celebrate Independence Day or any type of event where you usually shoot off fireworks instead. Drones showing cool pictures in the air, a flying eagle celebrating, and then a giant sign that says Happy Independence Day, Wauwatosa. All of that could be what is coming to Wauwatosa. They've announced a drone show instead of the fireworks show this holiday season, talking Independence Day.
Keyword there being instead of, right?
Right.
Because we've seen drones sort of being part of other shows, or there have been drone shows just in and of themselves, but not necessarily connected with the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, instead of doing traditional fireworks in Tosa, July 4, 2025, we're doing drones. Well, so, not on the 4th, actually, though.
On July 2nd. They have their parade on the 4th, and I think for resource purposes, the city says resources, meaning you know, the people that you need to work all of these events, they're separating it out. Fascinating to me, because we've talked about drone shows in the before. We've had drone show operators on. It's quite an event. It's pretty cool to see in person. They usually play music along with the shows, and they have them for all kinds of different events. They've had them for graduation ceremonies at universities. The Badgers had one for a Badger game, football game, above Camp Randall last fall. That's how we caught wind of these things. You and I both happened to be at that game, and it was super cool. Just this enormous, and they switch to do all kinds of things, and it moves in congruent to music. Sometimes it's three-dimensional. It's a really cool show to see, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of staff to put on. It's just different than what people are used to when it's a fireworks show.
Asked folks earlier in the show to give us their thoughts on it. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. So it's breaking along patriotic lines to a degree. I'll explain that here as I read. I'll give you a couple in favor of.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Jennifer in Wauwatosa. I love the idea of a drone show for my family. My daughter has autism and fireworks are way too loud for her. Drone show, I'm guessing, would be much quieter and our whole family could enjoy it. Definitely much quieter. In fact, Tosa listed that they're calling this a more inclusive show.
Generally, there is music tied to it in some fashion.
But it's not going to scare you. It's not
there's not those loud booms
and things like that. Another one, totally on board with replacing fireworks with drone shows. Fireworks are loud, annoying, and can have real harmful effects on people with PTSD or other conditions. I can tell you, I've talked to a number of veterans over the years who do have that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to any fireworks show. I'm in my house, like hunkered down.
Right.
And, you know, folks talk about pets as well being affected if you live near those. So those are a couple of fours and probably one of the reasons that Tosa has decided to do that. But I said it's breaking on patriotic lines.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So some folks are putting more stock into the fact that a fireworks show is more than just a show, that fireworks has symbolism tied to it. The fireworks were meant to symbolize the bombs bursting in air, as the Star Spangled Banner says. We're celebrating our independence. Let me see, another one. No rockets, red glare, no bombs bursting in air. Prefer the original fireworks tradition. Fireworks are as American as apple pie and baseball. No thanks to the drones. Don't care for the drone show. Been going to the 4th for many years. Boom, bang.
Well, the good news is that there's still about 1,000 other fireworks shows across
that
the area.
Right. And then the night before.
So if you need to see fireworks, you can.
And like virtually every night of every festival on the Summerfest grounds.
And, I've said this before. I had never even really thought of the patriotic
right.
angle to it. And my guess is the drone show will be patriotic in some form. I can't imagine there won't be an American flag or different things that they do that has
that theme
to it. But when you see it, it's just kind of cool looking. You know, I've been to a million fireworks shows and can only take so many of those where you're like, all right, should we head for the car?
Bet you it's going to be super huge in Tosa, right? Do you predict it'll be super huge?
You'd think that there'll be some interest in it. And you'd think that, I mean, you can have a bad drone show. I mean, that is possible. You got to invest in it. Like, it takes more money to have a better show with more drones and bigger, larger, wider, all of those things.
Yeah.
So there, it could be disappointing, but if you've seen some of these that we've seen now, we've had a couple, especially a big one here in Milwaukee not too long ago. It's pretty neat to see that in person.
So that is July 2nd in the city of Wauwatosa.
Yeah, parade's the 4th.
8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.